key word is a partnership. We work closely with them each and every day and night, conducting our joint activity to accomplish our mandate and work to secure peace and stability here in Southern Lebanon.
UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, Major General Stefano Del Col, was speaking during the visit of the Lebanese Minister of Defense, Maurice Islim, to the peacekeeping mission's headquarters in Nakura. UNIFIL is in South Lebanon to implement UN Security Council Resolution 1701, and part of its mandate is to support the Lebanese armed forces in the area. Therefore, cooperation between LAF and UNIFIL is necessary to achieve their common goals of peace and security so that people can go about their daily lives, students can attend school, and farmers can tend their crops without fear or interruption. More details in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. Partnership between UNIFIL and LAF is absolutely crucial for carrying out UNIFIL's tasks and implementing its mandate, especially maintaining the cessation of hostilities, which forms the basis for a stable and secure environment in the South. For the last couple of years, Lebanon has faced an unprecedented socio-economic crisis. UNIFIL was requested to take temporary and special measures to support the Lebanese armed forces, its strategic partner. UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, Major General Stefano Del Col, again.
The current economic situation has created a hardship, and the Lebanese armed forces are not being spared. We know that armed forces as an institution and individual soldiers themselves are not immune to the challenges facing the country. The United Nations Security Council, when it adopted Resolution 2591 in August and renewed UNIFIL mandate, appreciate this. That's why the Council with Resolution 2591 requests UNIFIL to take temporary and special measures to support the Lebanese armed forces with essential items like medicine, fuel, food, and logistics. We are pleased to support the LAF, just as the LAF support us, standing side by side in our work here in South Lebanon.
Around the clock, UNIFIL peacekeepers are on the ground and working in close coordination with the Lebanese armed forces to provide security in the area. UNIFIL and LAF are working closely to further enhance coordinated efforts that have helped maintain an unprecedented stability in UNIFIL's area of operations for the last 15 years. Major General Del Col expressed his appreciation for the strong partnership UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces share.
As a partner, UNIFIL and LAF are both strong together. This is why our support is so important and why we are happy to provide it. In doing so, we aim to reinforce LAF critical capabilities required for high pace of joint activity with UNIFIL. I sincerely hope that together we can find other areas where UNIFIL can provide support to the LAF in the very near future. A strong LAF means we can continue our work and even intensify our efforts to maintain stability along the blue line and throughout our air operation. A strong LAF means we can create the space needed towards political and diplomatic solution and one day, inshallah, a permanent ceasefire.
UNIFIL peacekeepers and their LAF counterparts work together on many tasks. They conduct patrolling on the ground and at sea, where UNIFIL's Maritime Task Force supports the Lebanese Navy in the country's territorial waters. Together, they monitor the situation along the Blue Line and the area of operations in South Lebanon 24/7 to prevent misunderstandings and decrease tensions. Joint coordinated patrolling is probably the most visible example of LAF-UNIFIL cooperation. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti explains the importance of joint patrols.
This is necessary, first of all, because it gives a possibility for UNIFIL to have a good understanding about the developments on the ground, and also because everything that we are doing, close coordination with the Lebanese army, is reported to the Secretary General in New York and through him to the Security Council. And everything we are doing is based on the observations of UNIFIL troops on the ground. So patrolling is a very important activity. Additionally, patrolling is a deterrent activity because when UNIFIL troops, when UNIFIL peacekeepers are doing their job, this has an effect of a deterrent for anyone who would think about disturbing the cessation of hostilities or violating the blue line.
UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces also conduct joint training. Exercises build skills and understanding that help improve coordination between the two entities and better prepare them to work together in real-life situations. TELAF and UNIFIL are strategic partners in implementing the mandated tasks under UN Security Council Resolution 1701, adopted in 2006, and Resolution 2591, adopted on 30 August 2021, extending the mandate of UNIFIL for another year. While on his first visit to UNIFIL's headquarters in Nakura, Minister of Defense Maurice Slim acknowledged the spirit of cooperation between TELAF and UNIFIL.
Your mission of peacekeeping is about creating space for durable security to take root. In this regard, Lebanon is counting on the continuation of UNIFIL in carrying out its tasks in accordance with its mandate, as you play a key role to ensure stability and calm in southern Lebanon, which is very much appreciated from our part. And we believe it is essential to enable us to preserve our rights and sovereignty at sea, land, and air. The United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon was able to build a relationship of trust and cooperation with both the Lebanese armed forces and local communities.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.